It is Friday, August 10th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Walton Arts Center has announced its 2012-2013 Broadway season. Subscriptions are now available and include shows such as Shrek, Billy Elliot the Musical, Catch Me If You Can, Anything Goes, Memphis, and War Horse. Tickets and information available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600. The KUAF website giveaway is offering a ticket subscription to Theater Squared's seventh season. One winner will receive two season tickets plus an overnight stay at the Dixon Street Inn. Theater Squared productions this season include Next to Normal, Sons of the Prophet, and more. The drawing will be Friday, August 24th during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and more information available at KUAF.com. Later on this edition of Ozarks, turning a private lake in Cave Springs into a public sanctuary. Plus Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com on the continuing saga of trash pickup in Fort Smith and an effort to establish a one-stop shopping warehouse for teachers with school supplies that are free. First, the issue of alcohol sales in Madison County is one step closer to being put to a vote. A group pushing for legalization of alcohol sales in the county submitted petitions this week to put the issue on the November 6th general election ballot. Madison County Clerk Farron Ledbetter says his office received petitions from supporters on the ballot measure.
All the petitions at about 1:30 p.m. On August 8th, 2012, the group Keep the Money in Madison County turned in 399 petitions into my office.
Those 399 petitions have more than 3,500 signatures, according to initial counts by Ledbetter's office. But only 3,122 certified signatures are needed to put the issue on the ballot. Ledbetter says that his office will have 10 days to certify the signatures. If too few signatures are certified, supporters of the measure will have an additional 10 days to gather more signatures. Drought conditions in Arkansas worsened this week. According to information released Thursday by the National Drought Mitigation Center in Nebraska, more than half of Arkansas is under exceptional drought conditions, the most severe type of drought measured by the center. But the center's Brian Fuchs says that the exceptional drought figures are only part of the picture.
A little over 53% of Arkansas is now in exceptional drought, and if we throw in the extreme intensity level as well, we're up to almost 81% of the states in either extreme or exceptional drought. What makes that really significant is just, you know, the start of the beginning of the year, we were only at 19% of the state. So there was some drought at the beginning of the year, but it's really expanded and we've seen further intensification since that time.
He says the natural state is not alone in its weather woes.
Arkansas is very similar to some of the neighboring states, especially to the north and to the west, and Oklahoma and Missouri. Very similar situations where actually 100% of those states are in some form of drought, and very much in the same type of situation as all the states from Nebraska and Colorado and Kansas and Iowa and Illinois and Indiana, and even into portions of Colorado and Kentucky, that we just see this drought situation that has developed over the last few months continue, and really no large-scale pattern changes to show that this is ending anytime soon.
The National Weather Service in Tulsa says Fayetteville has received just more than 6/10 of an inch of rain in the month of August. That's 2/10 of an inch below normal levels for this month. For the entire year, Fayetteville has received just more than 17.5 inches of rain, nearly a foot below normal. At the Fort Smith Regional Airport, the National Weather Service has recorded 24.5 inches of rain. That's about 3 inches below normal precipitation for the year. The new school year will soon begin at the University of Arkansas. Although the first day of classes is more than a week away, students are already moving onto campus. According to a release from the Department of University Housing, special early arrivals begin moving in today, with more on the way tomorrow. Campus-wide move-in day is next Wednesday and again on Thursday. Because of the large number of students moving in, all resident reserve parking lots and faculty staff parking lots 6, 37, and 50 will be closed through Thursday. Benton County may soon have to compensate EMS providers for ambulance calls made to rural parts of the county. Currently, about 8 ambulance providers, including Bentonville, Bella Vista, Rogers, and Siloam Springs, rely upon the patient's Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance to cover the cost of calls to rural areas. Over the course of the past year, those same providers have asked that the county provide additional compensation on top of the patient's share of the cost. County Judge Bob Glenard says that the county is not legally required to provide ambulance service.
But if we do provide ambulance service, it could be us paying these carriers or these providers. We could be supplementing them for some cost. We could have our own ambulance service. We could hire a private subcontracted ambulance service, there's a lot of options. And what we're trying to do is come up with what's the best way to provide ambulance service to the county for the most reasonable cost. You know, I won't say the lowest cost, because sometimes the lowest cost is not the best service.
He says he thinks it's unlikely that the issue will be resolved by the time the county begins drafting its 2013 budget in October, and it's also unlikely a permanent solution will be agreed upon until sometime next year. Former Razorback Wallace Spearman Jr. placed fourth overall in the 200-meter finals Thursday at the 2012 Olympic Games in London. He finished the round with a season-best time of 19.9 seconds. It was Spearman's second finals run in the 200 meters, having previously made it to the finals in the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. Razorback women's basketball coach Tom Collin has reason to celebrate. Thursday, athletic director Jeff Long announced that Collin's contract would be extended through 2016. Beginning his sixth season at Arkansas this coming school year, Collin had 1 year remaining on his contract and received a 3-year extension. Last year, he was named Coach of the Year in the SEC and took the Razorback women's basketball team to a 24-9 record with a program-best 10-6 record in conference play. The Naturals were at home at Arvest Paul Park in Springdale last night, lost to the Midland Texas Rockhounds by a score of 4-3. The Naturals will have another chance to come out ahead in the series. They play the Rockhounds again tonight at 7 at Arvest. Clear tonight, lows around 54 in Fayetteville. In the River Valley, low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunny, highs between 89 and the lower 90s throughout the region. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 60s. Sunday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy. Highs will be in the mid to upper 90s.